let's see.
I have. How many of you know Sarah Holton? Sarah Holton, Leonard and his wife was members of this church for a long, long time. Some of you know. Sarah called Don a few weeks back, and she wanted to do a memorial service for Leonard. He passed away. He was in Tampa when he passed away. And so Don gave her my phone number, and she called me, and we talked, and we set up a time that she wanted to do it, which was September the 27th, which is coming up very shortly. And she was supposed to come and meet me a couple times, and she hadn't showed up. I texted her back, and she said she's sick and different things. And then yesterday, she finally texted me and said, well, I can't come because I sold my car, because I needed money to survive. Well, in the meantime, on our way back from Judy getting her boot on Friday, I get a phone call from a lady by the name of Dorothy, and I forget her last name. She said, Pastor, I live in Lakeland, and I wanted to make sure Leonard's memorial service is still on. And I said, well, Dorothy, I said, I'd like to say that it is. I know what date it's supposed to be, but I haven't been able to sit down with Sarah. Well, she says, I was afraid of that. I said, but I'll let you know. She's supposed to call me this afternoon, which she never did. So I've been texting back and forth with her, and she promised to be here this morning, which she promised to be here last Sunday. And when I called her after church, she said, anyhow, I don't know what to tell you about the upcoming service. Now, this lady Dorothy says that Sarah's got a cousin that lives in Tallahassee that she's close to. I don't know. I can't show up here next Friday and do a memorial service and expect people to come. I don't know how many people she told that was, we were going to do it. I don't know if she put it in the paper. So, keep her in prayer. I understand she's a sweet, sweet lady. Keep her in prayer, and the people that we have on our